Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 9th, 2026, through Friday, February 13th, 2026. Monday, February 9th, 2026. Key members of Chinese money laundering network charged with laundering tens of millions of dollars in drug proceeds. Yan Lin was charged with conspiracy to launder tens of millions of dollars derived from drug trafficking proceeds. According to the unsealed indictment, between March 2022 and October 2024, Mexico-based drug traffickers hired Lin to return tens of millions of dollars in profits from the sale of fentanyl, cocaine, and methamphetamines in cities throughout the United States to Mexico. Lin arranged for his co-conspirators to deliver bulk cash to others who bought electronics that were shipped to co-conspirators in Hong Kong, China, and elsewhere. After confirmation of receipts of the bulk cash, Mexico-based drug traffickers would receive their payment in Mexico minus a commission via a mirror transaction. One ledger, which recorded just a portion of Lin's money contracts in 2024, totaled approximately $27.4 million in bulk cash delivered across the United States. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2026. Tuesday, February 10, 2026. Texas couple who operated an illegal pyramid scheme convicted of conspiracy, wire fraud, and money laundering. LaShonda Moore and Marlon Moore were convicted for operating a multi-million dollar pyramid scheme during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, LaShonda Moore and Marlon Moore of Frisco, Texas, co-funded and ran BINT, known as Blessings in No Time, an illegal chain referral pyramid scheme that targeted victims during the COVID-19 pandemic from June 2020 to June 2021. BINT targeted and recruited victims with false and misleading promises through weekly live stream video broadcasts to thousands of participants across the United States during the COVID-19 shutdown. Victims were falsely promised that participants would earn 800% returns on each $1,400 invested and were guaranteed a refund if the participant was unsatisfied with BINT. The Moores falsely present BINT as a means for new participants to help other members of their own community by paying blessings of at least $1,400 to participants who had already joined. The Moores falsely promised that new participant blessing payments would be paid back eightfold within a few weeks. BINT was falsely presented as an altruistic invitation-only community to help others during the economic turndown from the COVID-19 pandemic. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Wednesday, February 11, 2026. Operator of Sober Home sentenced to 6 years in prison for fraud schemes involving Sober Home client, Sober Home mortgages, Mass Save program, and COVID-19 business loans. Daniel Kleggert, the operator of numerous sober homes in Massachusetts, who also operated insulation companies, receiving funds through the Mass Save program, was sentenced for his involvement in 4 different fraud schemes involving sober homes in the greater Boston area, the Mass Save program, mortgage lenders, and a federal loan program that assisted businesses during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kleggett was sentenced to 6 years in prison to be followed by 3 years of supervised release. Kleggett was also ordered to pay restitution in the amount of $1,856,329 and forfeit $1,544,185. In December 2024, Kleggett pleaded guilty to 2 counts of wire fraud conspiracy, 1 count of conspiracy to make false statements to a mortgage lending business, mortgage fraud conspiracy, 25 counts of wire fraud, 6 counts of unlawful monetary transactions, money laundering, and 3 counts of making false statements to a mortgage lending business. Cleggett was arrested and charged in March 2023, along with co-conspirator Nicholas Espinoza. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Thursday, February 12, 2026. Former Small Business Administration and IRS employee charged with using government positions to steal millions from COVID relief programs. Atala Williams was charged with a multi-year scheme to steal over $3.5 million from 4 separate COVID-19 emergency relief programs by obtaining employment at both the U.S. Business Small Administration, SBA, and the Internal Revenue Service, and wrongfully approving fraudulent applications in exchange for bribes and kickbacks. She allegedly recruited participants into her scheme through advertisements and direct messages on Instagram that highlighted her insider access to the programs and by promising referral payments to co-conspirators who recruited additional people into the scheme. According to U.S. Attorney Theodore S. Hertzberg, Williams allegedly exploited her federal employment, stole millions of dollars from generous government programs, and brazenly recruited other participants through social media advertisements. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Friday, February 13, 2026. Former Google engineer found guilty of economic espionage and theft of confidential AI technology. Lin Wai Ding, aka Leon Ding, was convicted on 7 counts of economic espionage and 7 counts of theft of trade secrets for stealing thousands of pages of confidential information containing Google's trade secrets related to artificial intelligence technology for the benefit of the People's Republic of China, PRC. According to evidence presented at trial, between approximately May 2022 and April 2023, while a Google employee, Ding stole more than 2,000 pages of confidential information containing Google's AI trade secrets from Google's network and uploaded them to his personal Google Cloud account. Ding also secretly affiliated himself with 2 PRC-based technology companies while he was employed by Google. Around June 2022, Ding was in discussions to be the chief technology officer for an early-stage technology company based in the PRC. By early 2023, Ding was in the process of founding his own technology company in the PRC, focused on AI and machine learning, and was acting as the company's CEO. In multiple statements to potential investors, Ding claimed that he could build an AI supercomputer by copying and modifying Google's technology. In December 2023, less than 2 weeks before he resigned from Google, Ding downloaded the stolen Google trade secrets to his own personal computer. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2026. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 11th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $155. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.